Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shireen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
My name is Portia Castaneda.
Hi, Portia. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Again, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes. I thought I did meet the criteria.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No. The guy that transferred with you said, oh, it's a pre-qualification, huh?
Yes. Okay. So you didn't already get an attorney, correct?
No. I don't have an
attorney.
Okay.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
What is your date of birth?
June 11th, 1990.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
My date that I got diagnosed?
Yes.
Was October 14th. 2023.
I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis. How are you doing now?
Well, just recovering. I mean, I'm doing a lot better than I was.
Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing a lot better. Again, I'm very, very sorry to hear that you went through that. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? Do you happen to know of anyone else that you can recall at this time that was injured by Depo?
No, but I heard that it's like a lot of people are finding out about it, you know, after they've used it for so long.
Okay. Did you use a name brand injectable Depo?
Yeah, it was Pfizer.
Okay. But was it did they tell you it was Depo Provera?
Yeah, Depo Provera.
Okay.
Like not
and
generic.
And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? Yes or no?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed? Yes or no?
Yes.
And when did you start taking Depo? What month and year?
I started taking Depo. It was May of. Hold on a second. It was May of 2018.
Okay. When did you stop? And what month and year?
I started taking February 2023.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then your first name, I have P-O-R-S-H-A-A.
Correct.
And your last name, C-A-S-T-A-N-E-D-A.
Correct. I have a and middle name as well, unless you need it.
Okay. And then what is your middle name?
It's Jewels, J-E-W-L-S.
Okay. And then your social?
It's 625-367183.
Okay. And then for your email, I have pjules11@gmail.com.
Correct.
And your phone number, 949-304-7318?
Yes. I have an alternate number as well.
Okay. Is this your cell, your home, or both?
It's my cell.
Okay. And your current full address, please?
My current, like where I live?
Yes.
It's 5772 West Garden Grove Boulevard.
Is that Westminster?
Yeah. And then the space number is 418.
The base number?
No, space. It's STC 418.
STC 418?
ST as in Paul. STC space number
418. STC. Okay. Sorry.
Correct.
SPC 418?
Correct.
Okay. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
And can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it was West Anaheim Medical Center.
Okay. And then was this the same facility of where you were treated as well?
Correct.
Okay, and the address I have is 3033 West Orange Ave in Anaheim, California, zip code 92804.
Correct.
Okay. And then, can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, it was my gynecologist, Dr. Jocelyn Gums. So that's Jocelyn, Jocelyn, and then last name is GU, M as in Mary, B as in boy, S as in Sam.
All right, spell the last name one more time. I'm sorry.
Gums, it's G as in Gary, U as in unicorn, M as in Mary, B as in boy, S as in Sam.
All right, Jocelyn Gums, got it. And then is that the same doctor that treated you as well? Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
No, that's who prescribed, that's my GYN, that's who prescribed me.
Okay, who's the name? What is the name of the doctor that is this where you received
Doctor
your depo
of
shots?
the GYN is where we have received the
Okay.
depo shots, but the one that
Okay. So
treated
the
me for
West
my tumors
Anaheim.
after
Okay, so let me just
at
get.
West Anaheim is where I got my surgery and stuff.
Okay, so where did you receive your depo shot?
Okay, I now I understand. My depo shot I received at my gynecologist, which is 1300 West Vermont Street, Vermont Avenue, sorry.
Is this Suite 804?
1300, yeah, in Los
Okay.
Angeles, 90027.
Okay, so on here from Google for Jocelyn Gums, I have 1300 North Vermont Ave, Suite 804. Is that correct?
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay. And this is the doctor that prescribed you the medication where you received it? Prescribed you depo and where you received it,
Correct.
correct?
The depo, yeah, that's who
Okay.
gave me the depo shot.
And then where you were treated and diagnosed, that's West Anaheim Medical Center, is that
That was,
correct?
yeah, that's the hospital, yeah.
Okay, and what is the name of the
Sorry about
doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Edward Chappell, so it's Dr. The last name is Chappell.
And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Correct, that's the neurosurgeon.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And then can I get the name I'm sorry. Do you have a copy of your medical records? Or does the hospital have
Not in
them?
front of me. I'm sure they have, yeah, they have them, of course.
Okay, and then if you were to provide these records to the attorneys, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both?
However we need to.
Okay. What's the best way you could do it? By mail, electronically, or both?
I'm not sure. I would have to call the doctor and get it from
Okay.
him.
So I would need an answer to the question. I do have to pick one, either mail,
Both.
electronically, or both.
You can put both.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Lives with me.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
It's my roommate that I have I stay with.
Okay, roommate, can I get your roommate's phone number, please?
Yes, 714-733-0293. His name is
And do
Richard Russell.
RICHARD?
Correct.
And you said Russell for the last name?
Correct. Double L.
RUSSELL?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and then do you have Richard's email by chance, or do you want me to put down yours?
You can put down mine because I don't know his offhand.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? Okay, so you don't currently have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a U.S. resident, and your date of birth is June 11, 1990. You were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around October 14, 2023. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum, and you do. did use the name brand Depo-Provera. You've had at least 4 injections within 1 year prior to diagnosis. You started using it roughly around May 1st, 2018 to about February 1st, 2023. I have your first name as P-O-R-S-H-A-A, last name, sorry, middle name J-E-W-L-S, last name C-A-S-T-A-N-E-D-A. I have your social as 625-367-183. I have your email as pjules11@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 949, or sorry, your cell phone number is 949-304-7318. I have your current address as 5772 West Garden Grove Boulevard, space 418, Westminster, California, zip code 92683. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Edward Chappell at West Anaheim Medical Center. Address I have for the facility is 3033 West Orange Ave in Anaheim, California, zip code 92804. And the phone number I have for the facility is 714-827-3000. In terms of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo, that's Jocelyn Gums. The facility I have for her is Jocelyn Gums MD. The address I have is 1300 North Vermont Ave, Suite 804 in Los Angeles, California, zip code 90027. And in regards to your emergency contact, I have your roommate that lives with you, Richard, R-C-H-A-R-D, last name Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L. Phone number I have for Richard is 714-733.
Sorry.
R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have his phone number at 714-733-0293. And I have the address as 5772 West Garden Grove Boulevard, space 418 in Westminster, California, zip code 92683. And I have the email down for him as your email, pjules11@gmail.com.
Great. Okay. Yeah, everything's correct.
Okay. And then do you have any medical notes you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Alrighty.
I mean, where else?
Alrighty. So the system is generating the documents. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm just going to need a couple signatures from you before moving forward.
Okay.
So you're going to get a text from a DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. And then it's going to ask for your, or it's going to have a link, and you're going to click on the link, and it's going to ask for your signature.
Okay.
And initials.
I got one from my email as well.
Okay. I think it's better to access it through text.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. You're going to accept and agree to electronic records and signature. Then you're going to hit start. It's going to prompt you to all the signature fields where you need a sign or initial. And then when you're done, you're going to go ahead and hit finish. Let me know once you're done, okay?
Okay. Advanced expenses is what?
I'm sorry?
I was reading and it says to deduct any costs or expenses already paid or incurred by the attorneys from the client portion of recovery.
So
including
the portions of the expenses for the lawsuit is basically saying that you don't owe anything and you don't pay any out-of-pocket fees, but if a settlement is awarded, it's a 60-40 split.
Understood.
So 60 goes to you,
okay.
And 40
and then,
goes to you.
I understand. And then okay, just checking what it says. Let me accept it by and my signature.
Sorry, I'm a little bit quicker with than most agents. I do. I know a lot of people are very. They don't really like to talk too much on the phone, and I don't like to waste too many, or I don't like to use too much of your time. So I apologize if I went too quick.
No worries. Okay, adopt and sign, finish. Okay, continue.
Okay, perfect. Just received it. All right, so Portia, the way this
Okay.
works is, so the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are to verify the case with you over the phone. Please keep in mind to look out for their call. They won't be able to get started with your case without speaking to you. It's just a quick, maybe 3 to 5 minute phone call just to verify all the information with you on the phone. With that being said, yeah, again, be on the lookout for their call. I also just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me in the meantime before the attorneys reach out to you. Other than that, Portia, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm really, really happy to hear that you're doing better, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best. Again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I hope I was able to make this process as easy for you as possible.
Definitely. Thank you so much. You
Thank you.
definitely did.
Thank you so much. Again, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to text me, call me, anything like that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.